counting the days down to the AFL Grand Final. They've got the weekend off, and then they are all in readiness next week in Perth. And I'm pleased to say our man from around the grounds with Nick and Adam Peacock, Nick Davis, is on the line. You can catch the boys every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on 1170 SEN and the SEN app. And Nico's there now. G'day, Nick.
Good afternoon, boys. How are we doing?
Yeah, going all right, well, mate. Let's mop up what happened last week, the Demons versus the Cats. You thought maybe the Cats could push them, Port versus the Bulldogs, but in the end, you've got two, in many ways, I don't think too many people would have picked Melbourne taking on the Bulldogs from the start of the year, Nick.
Oh, look, yeah, it's, look, last week was they were funny games to watch. They were over pretty early. I thought Geelong may have had the experience to push the Demons, but they look pretty sharp, Melbourne. Probably the main problem with them is they're going to have played one game in the last month where they won the first final, they had a week off, they won, and they got another week off before the grand final. So they might be a bit rusty. And look, Western Bulldogs, I really wanted to tip them last week. They're one win away in the home and away season from finishing on top. They got beat by Port Adelaide and ended up fifth. But they're in really good form. Their midfield is up and firing. And it's going to be a great grand final. They've been 1-2 for the majority of the year. So it's going to be a great grand final next weekend.
It's pretty remarkable. And they've printed out these T-shirts, which I think is very, very clever from a marketing point of view, the Western Bulldogs. So if you go through their last 4 weeks, they played at Melbourne. Then they went to Tasmania, then Brisbane, then Adelaide, and now Perth. So 5 weeks in a row in different states. It's quite remarkable for the Western Bulldogs. And the other remarkable thing is that their last grand final, they also won outside the top four. So this is fascinating for the Demons. It's been a long, long time. In fact, I think it's been about, how many years has it been? 54 years, something like that, Nick?
57 years since Melbourne won their last flag. And look, you can use it as a bit of a storyline. I think the Western Bulldogs guys, what you've just spoken about, you can use it as poor us, or you can go, like, what a premiership to win going this way. So there's a few different storylines. I did see one storyline. I laughed. I chuckled a little bit about it, that it's the homeowners versus the renters in Melbourne. You got the high-flying Melbourne supporters versus the renters of out west. So it's going to be a big grand final.
Now, Nick, you know I love doing my research. How are you, buddy? Mate,
I'm good, mate.
I've got this long-winded text. This is one. Next Saturday will be the game of the year of AFL Grand Final between Melbourne and Geelong, played in Perth at night. The only thing traditional about the game is that it will be played the last day of September, last Saturday of September. You're experiencing three grand finals, afternoon grand finals, 100,000 fans. How do you think the players will adapt to this?
Hang on. They're going to have to adapt big time, Demons, because they've been planning all week to play Western Bulldogs, and now they're playing Geelong, aren't they?
Who are they playing? Who are they playing?
Western Bulldogs.
Yeah, it says that. I just wanted to see if you'll pick it up. Good pick up.
Nah, I'm all over that, Spud. Yeah, look, there's a few different things there. You've obviously got the grand final being played in Perth. Mentioned a few weeks ago on the show, the last big game that they had that got shifted there, they had the dream time at the MCG, the Richmond Essendon game was there and had a full house. I think the public tickets sold out in 9 minutes, as wow. April just said before. So the Western Australian people, even though there's no Western Australian side, are going to really make sure that they get out there and support this game. Look, I think it's 5:15 local time. Look, it's interesting. I'm a bit of a... I enjoyed the 2 o'clock grand finals. I think it's the last Saturday in September is when you go out and you... As a kid, that's when you know the grand final is, but look, COVID's made. Last year was a night grand final. This one's a twilight. But, Spud, once they bounce that ball, you got 120 minutes to win a grand final. Doesn't matter where it is. You got an opportunity. You're going to take it.
Yeah, Nick, all your games, as you said, were 2 to 3 o'clock. Have you spoken to any players regards playing at night time, regards kicking a ball? Like, just a technical thing regards kicking. Does it float more? Does it have anything to do with, what do you call it, humidity in the air? You got any chat on that?
Yeah, it does. But so for the day games, I'll use a red leather ball, which is, look, it's probably similar to, look, you have a red test ball, which is a bit harder, and then you have the day-night white cricket ball. Same in AFL. You got a red leather AFL ball, which is, you know, for the day, the drier times, and then you have the yellow one at night. The red ball is definitely easier to kick in, and it does fly a bit straighter. So, but the stadium over there, if you're going to have a night grand final, look, the Optus Stadium over there is the newest one in the AFL, and the light show that they'll get going over there is pretty good. So, look, no excuses there with the footies.
Now, you're a man who's across all the information. Now, my spies are telling me a sneaky chance. Now, Sacha Baron Cohen and his wife, Isla Fisher, the Australian, they've moved from Bondi to Perth. They've moved over to Western Australia, is my understanding. And there's a cheeky little suggestion floating around that Sacha Baron Cohen, of course, we know him as Borat, but he was also the number one person cast to play Freddie Mercury in Queen. Obviously, he knocks that back and Rami Malek takes over that. But there's a little word floating around, Nick, that Sacha Baron Cohen, as Freddie Mercury, may be performing ahead of the AFL Grand Final. Have you heard anything along those lines?
No, I haven't. I haven't. That'd be not a bad get for the AFL in regards to some entertainment. There's been a couple of shockers. I think the Meatloaf one was pretty well documented a few years ago, but... Look, yeah, obviously with quarantine, getting some Australian accent or international acts over there is going to be quite hard. So if they can get that, that'll be a good get.
Absolutely. Okay, who's your tip in the grand final, Nick? It could change between now and next week, but which way are you seeing it? And from a rugby league point of view, for those listeners listening, going, okay, well, where are South and where are the Melbourne Storm? South rested players in the last round. They're now through to the prelim. Melbourne Storm did the same thing. So in many ways, Nick, they are in identical positions to the Demons. Is it a true excuse for the Demons? Is it a true advantage for the Demons? How do you see that playing out and who you're tipping?
Look, I've been pretty solid and you've invested accordingly with the Demons.
Yes.
I just think they've got it right. I think they've got it right this year. They'll do some sort of little scratch match on Saturday. But look, if you're not fit and ready to go in the last Saturday in September, ready for a grand final, I'd rather be nice and fresh than coming back. The Western Bulldogs, the week off helps them. Bontempelli was good last week. He'll be better with a week off with his knee. Cody Waitman will be back from concussion, so they get a few more players in. Look, I just think that both midfields are pretty good. I think the Melbourne defenders just match up really well against the Western Bulldogs. So it's going to be a cracking match, but I'll go with Melbourne, and that's my tip.
Well, Nick, I just want to say thanks for the last few months. Mark Carroll / Spud / the Rattler and Johnny Bravo. It's my last game / show tonight.
Today. Plenty of slashes.
No, I've got all these old egos, but I just want to say I've loved the chat. We'll see each other very soon. But looking forward to seeing the game. I can't wait to swap shorts one day with you. I want a pair of those tight ones and I'll give you the rugby league ones.
I'll make sure I bring a pair of my old Swanee shorts in, mate, and I'll leave them there with Brooksy and you can grab them on a Saturday.
Yeah, and I'll also show you a little bit of a push-up routine to get those arms a little bit bigger, okay? I've seen bigger arms on a clock.
Yeah, it's been the greatest self-imposed farewell you've ever seen here, Nick. So what we're going to do, for all the listeners out there, Spud's out for Spud. Just leave a couple of potatoes out the front of your house just for Spud tonight.
Oh, yeah. How good.
Spud's out for Spud.
There
you go. What's the wrap-up in the NFL, Nico, after week one of the NFL? Who have you got winning this thing?
Yeah, the NFL was big. It started on Friday morning our time. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers set off where they left. They beat the Dallas Cowboys in a high-scoring game. That was a big one. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, in a pretty good game against the Cleveland Browns, who will win plenty of games this year. They won as well. Probably the biggest upset and two biggest disappointments were Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. They really stunk it up against the New Orleans Saints, and they got flogged. He didn't even finish the game, Aaron Rodgers, last year's MVP. He finished the game on the bench. And the Tennessee Titans, they were disappointing, but my lock of the week, and I'm pretty sure I told everyone on Saturday when I was in there, the mighty Las Vegas Raiders, they were able to get the job done against the Baltimore Ravens on Tuesday morning. So I had to wait till the end of the first round, first week of the NFL, but I got a win.
Any lock of the week this week, Nico?
It's It's those. It's for me, it's the Cleveland Browns and the Green Bay Packers to cover both lines.
Okay.
Well, Nick, I love hearing that you got your own segment of the game, right? And it's about NFL, and you know everything about it. But, mate, we spoke about it last week. You need to start doing the American accent. You need to do the American accent right through the whole show. Can you do that?
I'll do it. When I come back from the air break, I'll tell you what it has. But I'm not sure if you're into this, but Joel, you were there on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
The Saturday morning Mowers Club. Yep. I tell you what, it's something that's going to be really up and about. So we've got a little bit of work behind the scenes, but anyone that's tuning in on Saturday morning, we've got a little bit more to go with the Saturday morning mowers.
I tell you what, my lawn's been training the house down, Nick. It's in for a massive season. It'll be have its best season, I reckon. Everything's just gone to plan.
Yeah, my signature move for grass and bushes. Sea salt.
Oh, yeah.
Sea salt. Smash it with sea salt. I'll give you a little bit of a tip. Get a bucket, put more than 20 mil in. Every bottom thing of the roots. Boom, 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 hit it.
Every bottom thing of the
roots. Oh, you know, down the bottom, where the roots are. Down the bottom. Well, it's going to be... you've got to be careful where you say roots are right?
Exactly.
They ask other things. Anyway, each plant.
Yes.
Hit the roots. Boom,
sea salt.
Boom,
bang.
Grown.
Love it. Love it.
We'll put that out for the Saturday morning mowers, and we'll see if anyone gives that a bit of a go.
Any parting words you'd like to say to Spud today, Nick? It's quite emotional in here.
It's been emotional, and we had our brief meetings on Saturday morning when he came in there. But I will go on to penguin.com and order one of those books and make sure I get it signed.
There.
Well, mate, penguin.com.au.
There you go. Well done, Nico. We'll chat soon, mate.
No worries, boys. Enjoy it.